This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And before we get on to our story, what do we have for the KLCI update?
Yes, so at break, the FBM KLCI is down 1.39% at 1,423 points. All markets in the region are in the red. It's really quite a bloodbath. We're looking at about 5% down. The ASX 200 is about 5% down. The Nikkei is about 4.5% down. The Kospi is 3.5% down. This, of course, is after President Trump cancelled all travel from Europe into the United States, other than the UK, right?
Yeah.
Considering the coronavirus outbreak. Looking at some of the active counters on the local bourse, Lambo Group is up there, Bumi Armada, Jax Resources, Hibiscus Petroleum, and Borneo Oil. All decliners except for Lambo Group. And a quick look at currencies. The ringgit is at 4.25 against the US dollar. It is 3.03 against the Sing dollar and 2.74 against the Aussie dollar. Yeah.
What's it against the euro? It's too far. I can't see.
Okay. Against the euro, it's at 4.80. And against the pound, it is at 5.45. Mm. Just a week ago, it was at like 5.52 or so. So, that's where we're at.
Okay, once upon a time, I remember it wasn't too long ago when it was 3.8 against the euro. It's wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. it is time for us to sort of, you know,
on
go
that bright
back
note.
It's a gloomy day today as well. Anyways,
we've
been asking you if you could set KPIs for your boss or leader, what would they be and why? Remember, you can still get in touch on Twitter or Instagram. It's at BFM Radio, or you could send in a WhatsApp text message 018-789-8899. Be creative as well. Maybe if you want to go, you know, adventurous and perhaps, you know, set certain KPIs for an imaginary boss. If, you know, you don't want to, you know, talk about your own leader, you could, you know, just what would be certain KPIs that you would look up to and you would be, you know, have that confidence in the company and the vision of where, you know, the company is going with certain KPIs that have been set, right? Talking about like KPIs and setting visions ahead, Alipay, which is, you know, part of Alibaba, of course, you know, who Jack Ma is like the founder of it, you know, I think he set like 123 year plan for the company when, you know, they were growing big, right? And that's having, you know, certain vision in place. Now, Alipay is actually the world's leading payment and lifestyle platform. According to App Annie's The State of Mobile 2019 report, Alipay is the world's most used app outside of those who are used for social networking, with over 900 million users in China as of June 2019. Users can, of course, you know, hail taxi, book a hotel, buy movie tickets, pay utility bills, make appointments with doctors, or purchase wealth management products directly from the app itself. They've also expanded to offline payments both inside and outside of China. They are covering nearly 50 markets across the world and they support 27 different countries. So in short, they're huge. If not the biggest in terms of displays, they are, you know, one of the biggest, right? So now they have an even more ambitious plan as they have set themselves up to become digitally entrenched with businesses of over 40 million service providers across China in a move to sort of gain advantage over their rivals like WeChat. It's a 3-year plan that involves opening up the Alipay platform as an online gateway for these enterprises. In an industry ranging from consumer retail, food and beverage and transport to hotels and accommodation and medical services to increase the efficiency and serve more consumers by the year end of 2030. And it would also entail Alipay working with 50,000 independent software vendors or ISVs to help these 40 million service providers to internally adopt the platform's various technologies such as the payment systems or the anti-fraud systems or smart marketing, fund management, consumer insights, customer insights, acquisition and also engagement. So they're covering every single sort of aspect that they will help these companies to grow and build softwares within Alipay itself.
Wow.
According to Simon Hu, Ant's financial's chief executive, the service sector in China is still actually in a very nascent stages of digital transformation. That's quite surprising, because if they are in the nascent stage, then, you know, where are the rest of the world? And he says that there's actually a huge untapped potential. Now, these guys, they're extremely competitive, and it shows that, you know, these internet companies, they're going so aggressive, they're competing against each other, because what they want to do is they want to build a very sticky ecosystem, you know, not just attracting new users, but keeping them for a long time. So if you have just one superpower that does everything, then why would you want to need to use a competitor per se, right? So they're looking at what, you know, WeChat has been doing, or what Meituan Dianping has been doing, and they want to move into that as well, right? And since they are, you know, the world's leading payment and lifestyle platform. So expanding Alipay's ecosystem of industry partners has gained more urgency for Ant Financial because of the current economic slowdown, which has been exacerbated by the trade war with the US and also, of course, coronavirus crisis. Who said that they have seen how digital technologies can be used to help service providers to become more agile and respond effectively to the fast-changing market environment amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Hence, the need to build a one-stop digital life center platform that only not only creates value, but also helps to accelerate digital transformation plans in the service industry. So, you know, minus away all the worries that we have with the trade wars and COVID-19, these guys are actually looking at it as an opportunity. So, you know, proper entrepreneurial mindset in a way that they're seeing there's a, hey, there's a surge of people who require this kind of knowledge, and we ought to build stuff on the digital platform. Let's invest in not just a short-term plan. It's a three-year plan, because they know that is their goal. By the year end of 2030, they need to serve more customers. Let's build a three-year plan. So you know, and you sort of build trust in that sense. They're not just, you know, putting a plaster on a Band-Aid, or putting a Band-Aid on an, on a on something that's been, you know, injured at the moment. They're actually focusing on helping you to build something sustainable in the long term. So your investments, in a way, would be secure if you were to, you know, decide to go with Alipay as a, as your, you know, digital transformation provider, assistance provider in that sense.
So the they're basically enabling like 40 million like service providers. And some of the things that you mentioned earlier, Jeff, was like really interesting. Full service delivery cycle, payment, anti-fraud, fund management, smart marketing, customer insights. So these are the kind of things that maybe these service providers haven't even actually thought about, you know, let alone tried to execute. So, you know, by doing this and all on one platform, knowing that others will be on the platform as well, it seems like a win-win, you know, for both. And of course, Alipay is just going to be an even bigger giant than it already is.
Because they currently, you know, they serve more than 900 million users in China. So, you know, if you can have a presentation deck and just have that number as your first slide, and like, we've got 900 million users and we are wanting to, you know, enable these users to use some of the services that we've thought of that would be helpful for your service sector. That's a, you know, it's a very difficult strategy to turn down.
And 900 million, you know, I never really understood what that amount, what it would even, like, what is 900 million until recently, until, you know, it was circulating in local news. So, but 900 million is, whoa.
So that superpower is called mind control, by the way.
Anyways, we've been asking you, you know, if you could set KPIs for your boss and leader, what would they be and why? Get in touch on WhatsApp. It's 018-789-8899. We can keep you anonymous if you would like to. Also, Instagram, Twitter, it's at BFM Radio. We'll be right back with more BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.